Number one for urban contemporary gospel on the net, Salt FM.
Tune in, turn it up, listen, listen.
Spicing your world with the word. Salt FM.
I wanna sing that wonderful story of Jesus who left his home in glory. He came to earth to carry my burden. He died and rose again that I may live. He is alive. He is
gospel music on the planet.
I really enjoy the music.
All day, all night.
This is Salt FM.
On Salt FM UK, we strive to bring you interviews with your favorite gospel artists. And tonight, all the way from Abeokuta, Nigeria, and on the phone to our studios here in London, is a female vocalist, songwriter, and minister of the gospel, Olubunmi Dada. Bunmi, you're welcome to Salt FM.
Thank you very much.
Let me take this opportunity to first wish you a happy birthday on behalf of my family and the Salt FM
Thank
crew.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Now, let's introduce you to our listeners. Could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, like you rightly said, I'm Agnes Olubunmi Dada, a female visually impaired vocalist, songwriter, and a minister of the gospel.
I remember interviewing you together with my friend Victor Telly, now of Traffic Radio, back in 2011 on Echo FM. That was just before you released the EP Alive.
Yeah,
good. So how is the EP doing? How did it do? Was it well received?
Well, it was well received, and at the same time, we also had challenges, but it was acceptable. What I mean challenges, we're talking about the market scene in Nigeria for upcoming artists. Mm-hmm. It's not really encouraging, mm-hmm. but it's something I have passion for. Mm-hmm. So the passion and God himself just kept me going. The scene in Nigeria is not really encouraging because you don't have promoters, mm-hmm. and then you go to the radio stations, they are charging you, and you don't have anybody supporting you. You are paying through your nose to play your song, except for a few friends that are like, okay, it's my friend, I will do it for you, and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some people have been supportive anyway. God has been faithful.
Okay.
At least Salt FM has been supportive. Victor of Traffic Radio has been supportive. Some people have been quite supportive. So it's encouraging to an extent.
Lovely. Cobams was on that album, if I remember. Yeah?
Yes, he produced the album. He also featured in one of the songs, Alive.
Alive. And there was another producer on that album.
Yeah, so Lucy.
Let's now switch over to yourself. You said you are a visually impaired gospel musician. How has your visual impairment affected your ministry?
Let me say, the visual impairment has not affected my ministry negatively.
Okay.
Because with the aid of software, gadgets and all the rest, mm-hmm. has not really affected it negatively. So visually impairment, music, It's been okay.
Love.
God has been faithful, yes.
You then released a second single, Doing Solami.
Yes.
When was that?
That was last year.
And you featured Kenny Corey.
Kenny Corey, yes.
Yeah. And for listeners out there, Kenny Corey used to be part of Infinity, but he eventually went solo. And we do play his track on Across the Land as well. Okay, and what was that experience like working with a gospel artist like Kenny Corey?
Interesting. Quite interesting. Yeah, very, very interesting. I really counted myself to be one of the fortunate ones to have featured that kind of artist.
All right, at this point, we will take a break and play Doing Solami featuring Kenny Corey, and it's by Olubunmi Dada.
Today's best gospel and inspirational music on your favorite urban contemporary gospel radio station. This is Salt FM.
bread. This one no be cliche. Think commit no be kilishi. This one no be play play. Baba don't inside me yo. Baba don't inside me yo. When you lead I will follow. Agbani lagbatan. Baba dem ma buy love.
Hey do mare do you so
okay, welcome back from that short break. I want to believe you all enjoyed Doing Solami, a beautiful track by Olubunmi Dada. Bunmi, tell us more. What was the inspiration behind Doing Solami?
The inspiration behind Doing Solami is flashing back to the Bible, the creation of the world, when God made man in his image, you know, and according to his likeness, and he bestowed all manners of blessings upon man. The blessings he bestowed upon man is the oyin we're talking about. Oyin in Yoruba is honey. As in, God did not just make man to just be like that. He made man, he watered him, he put honey in his life, he put everything he needed, you know, to make him what he is today. Go to the book of Genesis. You know, if they're talking about the creation of man, you quite agree with what I'm talking about. What he's doing, Solawa, he has put everything in place for our comfortability.
Let's go personal again. So, when you're not singing, what are the things you love doing?
When I'm not singing, I love to write.
Okay.
Another thing I like to do, I like to cook.
Oh.
Then one important thing I like to do, I like to encourage youth. I have a concert I organize every year. It starts Come Worship the King, organized to bring together a body of worshippers as well as bless less privileged persons like me. And most people that attend this program, they are always youth. I like to encourage youth. I like to encourage less privileged persons like myself.
And so when is the next concert?
The next concert is on the 5th of December. We'll be holding on the 5th December,
2015. 2015, okay.
At Magodo, Lagos State, RCCG Winners Chapel. And this year, we're going to be bringing in Mike Abdul as one of our guest artists. And Oduanyo Abodere. And this year we're going to be bringing in children from Pateli School for the Blind.
Okay.
And we're going to be arranging some things for the children in house. the church and the widows.
Well, lovely.
And one more thing, let me just chip in something.
Okay.
God Worship the King is a vision sponsored by God, myself, and some people, some few friends who believe in the vision. So we are not being financed by anybody. But permit me to use this medium to seek support from corporate bodies, individuals. Your gifts are welcome, financially, cash, clothing items, food items, to encourage children from the Pacelli School for the Blind. We also have plans for scholarship scheme, which we've not yet started because we are short of finance. It's a new vision, and your gifts are welcome. And as many as those are going to identify with this vision, we have a prayer. We have like a prayer session for you every month. We pray for our partners. Mrs. Vera Okafor in London, she's one of our partners. We have a session where we pray for all our partners. And as you identify, we pray that God will increase you. And in your time of help, you will not lack help. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. And so if people need to get in touch with you concerning this vision, this project, how do they reach you?
I think South FM can give them my phone number. They can also contact us. So you can contact us through South FM as well, and South FM will reach us in Nigeria.
Alright, that's yes. Fine. Let's talk about your latest single that was released on the first day of September. Which happened to be your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, and you've got a big gospel artist featured on this single again.
Yeah.
You know how to get them, Bumi. Okay, so tell us about the single.
The new single is The King's Praise. The King's Praise in Yoruba means in your bar, as in your bar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that God requires from man is praises, because there's nothing you can offer to this God that can suffice to pay back for what he has done for us. So one thing he requires from us is lavishing him with praise, you know? Mm. And that's how David was able to get the heart of God. He became a man after God's heart. Mm. And there's a saying that when men pray, God sends angels. Mm. But when you praise God, when you praise the King, the King himself will come, amen, you know. Mm. He will come from his majesty and attend to whatever the situation may be. Mm. So it starts with the King's Praise. In this song, we really lavish praise upon our Maker. We cannot praise him enough, but that's the only thing we can give to him.
Is the track available now?
Yes, available on various sites, like I think Salt FM, Liberty Concept, Gospel Hotspot,
okay,
and some secular blogs too.
Okay, and would people be able to download it via the distribution sites like iTunes and Google Play? Do you have plans
beautiful.
For that?
We have a plan for that. There's this organization, Nigeria EMI.
Mm-hmm.
EMI has taken over the iTunes and Amazon and all the rest. Okay. So they are working on that.
For me, it's been fun talking to you on Across the Land tonight. But before I let you go, because I know it's pretty late in Nigeria as we speak, what advice do you have for upcoming musicians like yourself?
For upcoming artists like myself, my advice is keep doing what you know how to do best. Don't give up. Encourage yourself. There's this saying that you are the only one that can make you happy. Nobody else can do. Just don't give up. Keep doing what you know how to do best, and one day you'll be launched out.
Lovely. So if listeners want to get in touch with you and your fan, I'm sure you do have your social media links and everything available. Would you want to share that with listeners on Salt FM?
Okay, on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @AgnesDada1. Then you can also get me on Instagram, you can also get me on Facebook. If you type Agnes Dada on Facebook, the lady in glasses.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Olupubi Dada.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
And I pray that God will continue to promote Salt FM.
Amen.
Forward and forward and forward.
Amen.
Backward never, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So I'll give you the opportunity, the privilege of introducing your own single, your latest single. So go ahead and introduce that.
Listeners in the house, in case you're listening to The King's Praise by Olubunmi Dada, featuring Mike Abdul, the Fuji icon of Midnight Crew. Keep listening.
Salt FM.
Oluwaku is help, Oluwaku is help.
Oluwaku is help.
Imanali, thank you for favor. Imanali, thank you for mercy. Imanali, thank you for grace. Imanali, thank you for your love.
Abiamo ku ise o.
It's new to you. New music first.
First.
Salt FM. Today's best gospel and inspirational hits.
Indispensable organizer, chairman, managing director, oh, talking mimo, so far, oh, by you, and you love to pass. I don't want any more. I took Babo Bogo, I took Benny Legge, I took Sorrenny Dio, I took Babo Boy, I took Babo Bola, oh, go last I legge, mimo, from Balao,
Molera, Baba,
my peace, my banner, my comfort, my fortress, my savior, my maker, Sikenu, Rufega, El Shaddai, my champion, my life, my king, reign on, my job, creator, faithful and true, most high God, redeemer, life giver, my rock, deliverer, eternal kingdom, glory, Kabiesi, Kabiosi, Kabiesi, who is there like you?
Salt FM.
Salt FM.
online across the UK and around the world at www.saltfm.com.
This is Salt FM.